Tyrus Mitzorinus, the Eskapayim, Ben Lefnim, Ben Rechutz, that there is no Sekapayim in the Beis Hamikdash, or there is no Sekapayim outside any shul. Any one of these, if a kohen is not Moedish or boy, you can't give him Matnas Kuna. So how do we know this? Tam Lem, the Pasuk says, Mebnei Aaron, Avoid Amur Lebnei Aaron, Vechol Kohen Shein Moedah Bo, Ein Lechelik Bekuna. So the Iker is time of the Ein Moedah Bo, because he's not Moedah, he doesn't agree at all to these Avoidahs. Chom Moedah Bo, Mashma, as long as he agrees, he's made it around these avodas. Afagaz yeni bokim, and even though he does not know the lochas in them, still you can give him a chelik. So that's why we don't pass with him. And here's mashma, even though he's not a boki in the lochas, still you let to give him a matnas kuna. It's only somebody that's not made like disagrees, argues with chlal on these avodas, he can't receive from the matana. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding daf kuflam gimel amud aleph. Again, in the middle of the Shiloh, to which kohen can you give the matonis? So first we had that Rav Chisda said that the Esrim Rabboi Matnas Kuno, that he said a locha that called kohen shein boki behem, hey, noisim lo matono. A kohen is not boki in the halochis sheboi, he should not give him the matono. And the more comes out, love nilsi, it's not like that, because both our left Greiser had said that all these avoidis, the pshat is that a kohen that's moide boy, that he agrees with such a mitzvah, you can give the matana. But a kohen that's not moedah boy, to him you cannot give it to him. That's what Gemara says on top of Kutlam Gimel again, the Kabbalah, Hazois. Kabbalah Saddam is one of the avoiders. Hazois Saddam, Rashi says that the Zrika Saddam, the Ashkor Saith, they're making a Saith to drink from the Mayamorim, they're rapists, Eglarufa, chopping off the neck of the Eglarufa. Also says by Kahnam, it says, Venik Shokhana B'nei Levi, and Torah Mitzera, when a Mitzera wants to become Torah, says B'tiporim Lazois, on the Siyas Kapayim, that's the Kohen has to duchen, Vein B'snim was inside by the Beis Hamikdash, Vein B'chus means outside the Beis Hamikdash, in every city in the Beis Knesset, and all these avoiders, how do we know this you said that if a Kohen does not agree, is not made like if Kaifer and this avoider, we cannot give him the Matano? On this Talmud Lomim, the Pasuk says, Mebnei Aaron, that we darshin avoido ha'amul of Ne'aron, any avoido that was said to Kehanim. Rashi says, Ne'aron, safe for the Kod Le'elhu. So we're darshining out that the Chol Koyen Shein Amoidabo Ein Lechelek Bekuna, a Koyen that disagrees that Kaifer in one of these avoidos, he has no right to get a Chelek in any Matnas Kuna. But a Kopon of the Diyik is, time of what's the reason why he doesn't get a Chelek, the Yein Amoidabo, because he doesn't agree to it. If he would agree to the mitzvah, he would agree to the avodah. Even though he's not boki, does not know the lochas that well, still we give him the matonis. That's a right, that even though he's not a boki, still we give him the matonis. Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav, in the name of Rav, chutin shebelechi, the veins that you find in the lechi, in the jaw of an animal, in the cheeks of the animal, is Asur Mishnoi Nalaritim. Rashi says that Asur Mishum Dam, there's a lot of dam inside these veins, it's also feet of veins. And therefore, because Koin Shen Yodei Litlon, Ein Nois Nun Loi Matana, a Koin that does not know how to take out these veins, so he should not give him the Luchiyayim, because he'll make completed for Yisra, so he should not give it to him. The Gemara says, V'loi, it's not true, because of Anashach. Ibitavi, if the Koin's going to roast the cheeks, so then may divdaiva, the blood will drip out. The likdeir elamai may want to cook it up in a pot with water. So either mechtechlu, if he cut it up first, or molachlu, and he salted it well, may divdaiva, also the blood will drip out. So we list mutter to give it to any kind, because no matter how we'll make it like, it'll be kosher. So the maisa, we do paskin that the chutin shebelechi are also. There are special veins there in the lechi that have too much dam in them, and they're also teeth. You have to take them out before you go teeth from the cheeks. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rovo, that Bodoglon Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef had a topic. Rabbi Yosef started to think into this next Shiloh. Like this, Rashi says means, Menasa Oisonu, in Nagel Hoshif, that Rabbi Yosef used to ask some questions, like he asked Rovo a question to see if he knows the halachas. And Rashi says, V'rova kohen hoi, Rova was a kohen. So the kids again, the Gemara says, Amar Rova, that the Bodog Lon Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef used to ask him questions. He used to ask Rova questions like this. Haikahano dechotif matanto. Let's say we find a kohen that grabs away the matanis kula. Again, when the children are carrying them to give it to a kohen, or a kohen comes and grabs it first. So the shaila is, how should we look at it? One way is chivuv v'komechaviv mitzvah. He like loves the mitzvah, is going to run to take the mitzvah. But Rashi says v'yafuwais is doing something good. The other way is no. Or zilzuv v'komezalve. He's the mezalve on the mitzvah. Or zilzuv v'komezalve the mitzvah. He's the mezalve on the mitzvah. That's the shaila. The Mora says, v'feshtonilei. He was precious in the pasuk in Devarim that says v'nosan. That the mitzvah is the Yisrael should give it to the Kayin. And v'loi she'itol mayatzmei, should not take it by himself. Rashi is the v'nosan l'kayin v'loi she'itol mayatzmei. So it's not nice for the Kayin to grab the matonis. Omer Abaye, this Abaye said like this, Meiresh at the beginning have a chatifna matanta. I used to grab matonis. He thought it was a good thing to do. Amina chivuv v'kom echavim mitzvah. I'm showing like I love the mitzvah. Therefore, we used to grab the matonis. But even the Shemaan Olay, once he got this pasuk and he heard, when the pasuk says, V'nosan, that we darshan v'loi she'ito me'yatzmoi, is mechtach loi chatifni, he didn't grab it anymore. He stopped grabbing the matonis. But still, he says that Neymar Amri, but he used to tell them, he used to tell the Tinaikis that were carrying the matonis like Neymar Amri, hovuli, come and give it to me. But Kiva the Shemaan al-Hor. When he heard this halacha, the time that we learned, the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, "Vayitu achrei habetza." They went after the bad things. The bnei. And Rabbi Meir says, "Bnei Shmuel cholkom shalu v'piyim." They used to ask for the chelik of the matonis. That was the chet. That's why Vayitu achrei habetza. Therefore, Rabbi said, "Like meimer namelo yamina." I did not even say to give him the matonis. He did not tell them to give him the matonis. But if somebody would give me the matonis, Shakilna, he would accept it, he would take it. That's chotz a mitzvah, taking the matonis is a mitzvah, so he thought he was to take it, it's a good thing to take it. The Mor says though, Kivun the Shemaan Lahor, Titania, when he heard this that we learned, that Hatznuyim, Moishkin Eshudayim, the people that Hatznuyim act with me, the Stavois, they used to take away the hands. So they did not take from the matonis at all. Rashi says, talking about the chiluk lechem aponim. When they took off the lechem aponim on Shabbos, kavam asech the yuma, the Torah of Akalfi, mishemei shemen atzadik, nishtal chumeirub lechem aponim. And what happened then? That the tanuyim, they were moshkin yudayim. They did not take the portion. But rather, but the people that were fresh of life took a lot. They used to take the portions. So if you see, it's not even nice for you to take it, to accept it. So Mishkanam Eloi Shakilno, he didn't want to accept it anymore. He didn't accept Matonis anymore. But Levam Mimali Yom Kippuri, only on Erev Yom Kippur would accept Matonis Kuno. Why? We are looking at Shoy Bekana, the people should know they're still a Kayin. If you mask himself to be a kohen, Rashi says, "Lo yistakach hadavar shani kohen." So Mori asked the question: so why do you have to take matonis? Well, if you're telling me now it's not a nice thing for a kohen even to accept the matonis, yes, Mori asked the question: "Belitza yadeyu, how come he didn't duchen? If he go and duchen, it also showed that he's a kohen. So how come he had to take matonis once a year? Let him rather go duchen." So Mori says, Answer Layidna, he didn't have time, he was pressed for time. So Rashi says, Mitzitim Shakavula Tamidov, Hoyotor de Moise Melissa's Kappa, he had to give Shir. So Masman, he davened a different time, not with the main minion, and therefore by the main minion he couldn't daven there. So therefore, he had to take the Matonis on Erev Yom Kippur once a year. Omer Rav Yosef, verse says like this, Hai Kahano di Islay Tsumer Rabbanish Vishavusei, is a Kayim that has a Talmud Chacham like in his neighborhood, or the Chikolei Milton, if he's a Talmud Chacham, doesn't have any money, he's very poor, to Liskolei Matanta, if he wants to, he can be mezaket him, his matonis. Rashi says, V'akoyin roitzer l'hanoisoi, the Kohen wants to give some hanor to this Talmud Chacham, is yitin loy chelik mit matnoisov, means l'kabel zuer l'chayayim b'nei yir, You can make it like that people should give the Zerah Nechaim instead of giving to you, the Kohen, give it straight to this Yisrael, this Talmud Chacham. Even though it doesn't come to the Kohen's hands, Rashi says the Kohen Yochel Iskaboy, still the Kohen can be Zerah these Matonis and give it to this Yisrael. And the Gemara says, B'makira Kuna. We're talking about asking the case where Zmakir Kun Levi, Rashi says, means the Koyin Shoinika Deir. Everybody knows about this Koyin. And Roy Vinay Yodim Oyevinos, so most people love him. And they give this Koyin their Matonis. So such a Koyin we consider as if he was already Zeichon in these Matonis. And therefore, in this person we say, the Yocholiskos, my Sreisel Liacham, he give away his Matonis to somebody else. Avagad Liyosli, even though didn't come to his hand yet. Avagad Liyosli Yodim. The other more says, Rav Avraham Safra Yikloi Levei Mar Yoichino. Rav Avraham Safra once went to visit by Mar Yoichino. Berei de Rav Chono Bar Ado. He was the son of Rav Chono Bar Ado. The Yarmul and some say, no, they went to visit Levei Mar Yoichino. Berei de Rav Chono Bar Bizno. And it was like this, that when Rav Avraham Safra went to visit him, is offered Lu Igla Tosa. They're making for them a special type of a meat, like a third eagle. Sounds like a very chashiv calf, a third-born calf, that was a chashiv animal. So it's appearing it for them. So more so, what happened was, is omale rov l'shmaya. So Rav had said to the person servant there, Rav had said to the servant there, that zachali matanta, I want you to be zech for me, give the matanas over here. Debina lemechol lishna b'chadlo. I want to be able to eat the tongue with the mustard. In other words, the tongue that's part of the lechiyayim. He told them, please give me the matonis. Rashi says, Zachli matanta means, Tainli rishus likach matnasecho, liyechlom. Vnei shalosh shenim olechayim, because the tongue is part of lechiyayim. That's also nitle kahanim. Vavin lamecha lishna mechav, he wants to eat the loshon, the tongue, with mustard. Yudav choshev. Yeah. Skit, he told them, please go be mezaki me the matonis. That was Zochilei. So he was Mazak in Echnami, he was Mazak of the Matonis to Rava. So Maestu was Rava, Rava ate from it, because Rava was a Kayim. Rav Safa Liyachol, Rav Safa did not eat. Rashi Mishum Dloimot Liyodei the Shammai, because it didn't get to the hands yet of the servant. In other words, this is the Shail again of Makira Kuna, that the servant, he was a Kayim, but he did not receive the Matonis yet. So they wanted to mezakir it like through him, even though they didn't receive it yet. So if Rav Safra didn't want to take it. So Mora says, Akrui l'Rav Safra b'chomo. So that happened to Rav Safra, he saw in his dream, it appeared this pasuk to Rav Safra by his dream. Like this, the pasuk says, Mishlei ma'ada beged b'yankara, like one that takes off a garment when it's cold, Chaymetz al Nosor Rels Vinika, yeah, Basar Besurim Alevra, that is done to a heavy heart to something bad. So Chorutz Mashma, that Rav Safra did something bad but not eating it. So Asla Kaim of the Rav Yosef, became in front of Rav Yosef. Omule said back to him, Dilma Mishum Diavri Ashmaita Demar, maybe because I didn't listen to you, Halacha, like you, Rav Yosef, just said, but in case of Makurik, who know, they have a right to Mizakwa to somebody else. So really, this Kohen has the right to be Mizaka, the tongue, to them. So the little of a tiny iron or Safra, how come he didn't eat from it? So maybe because he didn't listen to your halacha, that's why this pasuk appeared to me as if I did something wrong. So, Omle, Dumi Mishum, the Yavri Ashmaita Demar, Akrain Hoch, it happened to me, this pasuk came to me. Omle, he said back to him, Ki Yamri Yano, Biachar, Shom, Biachar, Shama, Bakorche, Mischa. Mizake. So Rashi explains that when did Rabbi Yosef say this halacha, that the Kohen can be mizakwit to somebody else by his own free will if he wants to. So if he wants to, with Makira Kuna, you have a right to mizake your matana to another Israel. But over here, the Shamish, the servant, like, that you give it away to the guests that come in, like forced, it's not the pshat you want to do it, you're not doing a merotzen. If somebody asks you, you're embarrassed for the balavos, you do it. But since you're not doing a merotzen, bakorchein, there is no din tchiyah. So therefore, it's good that Rav Safra did not eat from these matonas, like the Shamash had no right, was not really mezakut to them. Secondly, Zichiyamri, no wonder I said, my aloha lamandala yeshla, yonah to a tam chocham, that's poor, that can't afford it. So there you're allowed to be mezakarit. But ho eshle, but you were safra and rabbi, you could afford it. So therefore, it was good that you did not eat from it. So he asked the question, if so, the yellow my time, my crying hochi, how come if so, like in my dream, I had this passage as if I did something bad? So more answers, he said, Rabbi Yosef said back, you should know, kalpe rava. It happened because of rava. Rava ate from it, really rava did something bad. So he asked the question, if so, for the crying the rava, how come this passage did not appear to rava in his dream? So Mara says, rava nozof heve. At that time, rava like was in a band, like away from Shemayim like. Rashi says, and he shemati and heard about this, mishum datiach kalpi malam sechtatainis. The boy mitrul aloy tzarechi, or was in a spalo for rain, not at the right time. So therefore, and mishum yikoradim with the shavamanko, the ischole avur bechalmei, so little of a nozof, therefore they did not want to show this dream, this pasuk to Rava, rather they showed the pasuk to Rav Safra, even though really it applied to Rava. What is the posh of this pasuk talking about right now? What's the plain shot? If you teach Torah to Talmud, it's not worthy of it. It's a terrible thing. If you learn Torah to a Talmud, it's not worthy of it. His life will be Ganim. You'll be put into Ganim because of that. You remember the pasuk says, Kol Choshech Tomun Litzvonov Tochlu Eish. Noifach Yora Shorad Bioloi. The Enshorad El Tamachok Gozim Tamachokim Shinemo Visridim Asher Hashem Kaira. So kids, if you learn Torah to a Talmud, Shein Hogin's no good. Omer Rav Zeru, Omer Rav. Kol Ashoin Le Talmud, Shein Hogin Is Kizorach Ever Le Makulis. And right, Omer Rav Zeru, Omer Rav. Kol Ashoin Le Talmud, Shein Hogin. Whoever learns Torah to a Talmud is not fit. Is Kizorach Ever Le Makulis. Mamas, like you're throwing a stone to Makulis, like you're being Ever Avoid Zoro. Rashi says, like Zui Avoid Osoi. Kemus Echta Avoid Zoro. Shinemar says, Kitsur Ever B'magmo, kei noisun l'ksil, ye kovit. L'ksil, not what it says, loy novel l'ksil tainuk. Kids, it's no good to learn Torah to a Talmud, chain hogin. A Talmud will take the Torah and turn it upside down and do bad things because of it. It's not kedai to learn Torah with such a Talmud. Now it says, n'mishna v'yamishtatifi mohen, if you come a shutif with a kain, with a guy, it's sorg lishrim, you have to make a simon on the behemoth that people should know that the reason why you're not taking off the matonis is because you're a shutif with them. So more is the question, the afilu im ordechov even with the guy also, remino have a question. It says, I'm a shtatif im koyin, sorg lishrim. If you make a shutif, you come partner with the koyin, you have to make a rishrim. The am a shtatif im ordechov im, obsula am gdoshim, it's sorg lishrim. Become a shutif, a partner with the guy, or tzula amigdosh, you don't have to make a roshim. Then by faith, we're not afraid people will wonder why you're not giving them matonis. It's only with the kohen you have to make a roshim, not with the guy, and here it's mashi, even with the guy also. So Marin says, I'll tell you, hokhe maestino, we're talking about over here, the yosef avikachovim amat.